USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After earlier concerns, there were joys in New York City today, as well as among millions watching on TV, when the winds subsided enough to allow the balloons to fly in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The big disappointment earlier this week was to think, balloons, no balloons, and I was, no!
Those balloons not flying as high as they often do, but they did fly nevertheless. There's word coming in that tens of thousands of people are currently reporting problems logging on to Facebook. The South Korean military reports North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, probably from a multiple rocket launcher. The projectiles reportedly flew about 235 miles and landed in the sea, the 13th known launch this year. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
The report's not scheduled for public release till December 9th, but the Justice Department Inspector General reportedly found no evidence that the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016. The New York Times is reporting that Inspector General Michael Horowitz undercut a number of President Trump's and conservatives' claims that the FBI acted improperly in the Russia investigation, though Horowitz also concluded that the Bureau was careless and unprofessional and pursuing a wiretap for Trump campaign official Carter Page. Protesters in Hong Kong urging the world to follow the lead of the United States and pass laws to back human rights. President Trump signed the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act yesterday, a sharp condemnation of Chinese rule of Hong Kong. China is not happy, its foreign ministry promising firm countermeasures if the U.S. meddles in Hong Kong. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
President Trump had been briefed on the whistleblower complaint when he released military aid to Ukraine last September. That's what one report claims as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman shares the byline on the story.
We reported that the president was briefed by the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, and the National Security Council's main lawyer, John Eisenberg, in August about the fact that the whistleblower complaint existed. The whistleblower complaint, of course, talked about, not as we know now, not just the president's phone call with President Zelensky from July 25th, but also this question about the freezing of military aid.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Toys R Us is back open, well, at least in New Jersey, just in time for the holiday shopping season. The iconic toy store opened its first new U.S. retail store in Paramus, New Jersey. To the thrill of a lot of customers, the first store for that company to open under new ownership. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy in 2017 and closed all of its remaining stores last year. A second store is expected to open at a mall in Houston, Texas next month. And more on a story we mentioned earlier. People around the world are now reporting having trouble logging onto Facebook. It's been reported not only here but in Europe and parts of Asia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.